Hello and welcome to the News at 8. I'm Sarah Jacob. Let's get you updated with the top stories at this hour. India goes from 1 lakh to 20 lakh weekly cases in 20 days. It took 58 days to reach this in the second wave. 3.47 lakh new cases in India, 9% higher than yesterday. India's positivity rate up from 16.41% to 17.94%. The Amar Jawan Jyoti flame at the India Gate extinguished after 50 years, merged with the flame at the National War Memorial. The former Goa Chief Minister, the former Defence Minister, the BJP stalwart Manohar Parrikar's son, Utpal Parrikar, quits the BJP after being denied a ticket from his father's Panaji seat. Priyanka Gandhi Vadra hints that she may contest the UP election, says discussions are on internally in the Congress party over her contesting and from where, rules out standing against the BJP's Chief Minister Adityanath, says one cannot assume that she will be the Congress's chief ministerial candidate. The Mumbai police arrest three persons from Haryana in connection with the chat on Clubhouse app in which obscene comments were made against Muslim women. All the accused are between 19 and 22 years, one a BCom student, the other a law student. The Sensex and the Nifty slumped for the third straight day on inflation fears. The Sensex slides 427 points, ends at 59,037. The Nifty falls 139 points, ends at 17,617. And Rishabh Pant hits a career-defining 85 as India sets South Africa 288 to win the second ODI of the series, but the hosts have made a brisk start.